Amy Yen is the Digital Communications Manager for Red Cross DFW.
We are more and more relying on being able to get information out in a number of different channels, not only in traditional media, but also through social media, being able to get our emergency information out in wherever people are.
Yen says volunteers undergo background checks and Red Cross training. They must be proficient on all social media platforms. Philip Stachelski is Red Cross DFW's first digital volunteer. He signed on shortly before 17 tornadoes raked across North Texas in April last year. He live tweeted for part of that time while taking shelter in his bathroom.
It just happened really quick in the middle of the day, and we had the rare tornado emergencies, kind of the added tornado warning.
Anita Foster with the Red Cross was also updating the Twitter feed while in harm's way that day. She says she heard later from many people who said that's how they knew to take cover, following the Twitter feed on their phones.
So thank you for the information. Thank you for responding. And thank you just for kind of giving us a hug while we were out there in the middle of a really scary situation.
And she says Twitter is also helping the Red Cross do its job better.
What really has shifted is the immediate man on the street information that can come to us. And so we may be sitting on our Twitter feed and receiving from our followers photographs of their homes. This is what's happening in my neighborhood right now.
She says that information creates a roadmap for volunteers who bring help after the storm has passed. BJ Austin, KERA News.